a lot of today's message is actually directed at Michael and Jaden, to be honest with you. But this is because I'm going to be talking kind of directly to them, telling them what to expect and how to get ready. So if we read where we just read in Matthew 3, if you look directly to the next chapter, look at what it says. As soon as Jesus was baptized by John, the heavens were open, the dove ascended, everything. It was perfect. And it said, Jesus is tested. Then Jesus, look at what 4:1 says. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. 5 says, then the devil took him to another place, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And he says, if you're the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. 8 says, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of this world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and the angels attended him. Michael, Jaden, if we see in Scripture that the next thing that happened to Jesus right after he was baptized is he was attacked, then guess what? In your walks with Christ, you will be attacked. It will happen. You will see it. Because if he's going to do it to Jesus, you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to do it to you. He is going. But there's something you can do to get ready. You can put on your armor is what you can do. You can put on your armor to stand, just like to stand. 1 Samuel 17 tells the story of David and Goliath, okay? One of my all-time favorite messages that I get to read and study. And what was so amazing to me was when I actually thought about it, I could see David walking out there, young, small, Goliath, huge. And you can all go back and read this. I'm not turning there this morning, but it's all in 1 Samuel 17. But if you look at what he did, he actually picked up 5 smooth stones. Now, everybody in here has probably been down to a creek bed once or twice before, and you've probably seen a stone similar to this. You know what I'm talking about. A lot of times we'll call them skipping rocks, right? Skip them across the water, but you're looking for those flat, smooth ones. So that's what I pictured in my head when he shows me. And David picks up 5 of them and put them in his pouch. You know how many David uses? 1. He uses 1 of those little stones to take down Goliath. My whole point is, God can do a whole lot with a very little amount. It doesn't take just a very little bit. So never, Jaden, Michael, when you talk about your witness, when you talk about what you can do for Jesus Christ, always remember that God has you and he can do anything. We're never limited to just that. We can always be rest assured that he has a plan for each and every one of us. He has a plan for each and every one of you today. Now, take your Bibles, flip over to Ephesians 2, and I want to share with you something really, really special here. Ephesians 2, and we're going to start in 10, because that's exactly what I want you to do. And it always asks the question, after you're baptized and everything kind of settles down and you get ready, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to follow the example of Jesus. Cling to what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Look at what Ephesians 2:10 says. And I want to share with this one because it's so perfect. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are God's handiwork. Now, I'm going to go ahead and share with you. I'm going to get real with you for a minute. I'm the best handyman Tanya's ever seen around the house. It's the truth. No matter what she says, it's the truth. Have you ever, and I'm going to give you this as an example because I want you to do it. When I was in my 20s and 30s, yeah, it's probably been the past few years. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I used to consider it an insult to look at the instructions. Do you know how many things I've put together in my life? I've got 4 kids. I've put together swing sets. I've put together tricycles, bicycles, trampolines, you name it. I've put it together, I guarantee you. And probably when I was coming up, if I had extra parts left over, I thought I did even better. Look, I made it work without it. So, but recently as I've gotten older, I've started looking at the instructions more carefully. I've started reading them and paying attention to it. And it goes back to a certain instance a long time ago when Tanya and I were getting married and we were starting out. Do y'all remember, so we were in our first mobile home together and we just thought we were kings of the castle. You know, we had everything. It was like a 14 by 70. It was great. You remember? It was awesome. We loved it. And Tanya had gone and picked out this gigantic entertainment center. But guess what? So it's kind of like the poor man's way of doing it a little bit, or saving a buck. You buy it in the box. You remember this? And it was called like Sauder, S-A-U-D-E-R. This was a type of furniture that you would bring home. You could lay all the pieces out. Then you would get the directions, and you'd put it together piece by piece. That was in my non-directional stage, too. So I thought, Tanya's going to be so proud of me. I'm going to get this done before she gets home. So I put everything out, and I'm kind of getting the gist of it. Two big sides, one big side, one big side. You know what I'm saying? Put the little ones in between. How hard can this be? You're just putting it together. Well, get all the way to the very end of it, and this is what happens. So I get the majority of it. The gist of it is put together. But there's a key piece that holds this whole thing together, and it's the backing. And it has these little bitty nails. Has anybody ever messed with solder before? You got to have it in your... James Tatum, thank you. Yeah. You see this stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It has these little nails. Well, the backing is what holds it all together. It's kind of like it's the cornerstone. So I get to that point. So keep in mind, I have not read the directions. I'm skipping past that. I'm going fast. I get all the way to the point. I put it all together. Everything's done. I said, the last step I've got is all I got to do is put the backing on, and this is going to be perfect. And I've got like 30 minutes to spare. So I pick it up is what I do, and I stand it on the bottom. I stand it. The backing's off, and the backing's right over there. And I said, all I got to do is go grab it, hold it up, start a nail, level it. Boom, this is going to be so beautiful. Honey, I walked away from that thing for 1 minute. And it fell. The whole thing, the whole box just went like this. And I said, oh, no, what have I done? I mean, it hit the ground, and it made a noise. Tony wasn't there, and I was thinking, oh, no, because this thing costs like 70 bucks. That was a lot of money. I mean, what am I going to do, Larry? I mean, this is bad. So, y'all feel my pain. You're with me. Have y'all seen Tony upset? It ain't pretty. You don't want to. But it fell over. It fell over, and I was like, oh, no, Michael, what have you done? And I'm just sitting there in disbelief like, oh. So what I do is I go back around to where it's fallen, and I lay it back over, and so I'm starting to pull it around, you know, like, okay, it's still kind of salvageable. So then I put my backing on it, and then I'm like, okay, and I stand it up, and it's got these old cracks in it and stuff, you know, where the screws lifted up. Tanya comes home. She says, what did you do? I said, I was really trying hard, but I was skipping some steps. You didn't read the instructions at all? I'm like, no. I just bypassed every bit of it. I just wanted to do you a good job, and I wanted to do it fast. And she said, oh, you didn't have to hurry through it. All you had to do was just take your time and read the instructions. And you could have done it step by step. And I said, yeah, but I didn't. Michael and Jaden, I encourage you today is that you've got an instruction book, man. You've got your Bible. And it can tell you, and it can lead you, and it can guide you in exactly how you're supposed to go. Don't skip out on the instructions. Don't do what I did, trying to shortcut or take a extra step or try to do something a little faster. You spend time right here in God's Word, and He's going to lead you through. Ain't that right, Jaden? That's exactly what it takes, is spending time just with God. Now, the most amazing scripture I can give you is taken out of Ephesians 6 is where it's at. And remember, for you were, and I'm going to recap on 2:10 just because it's so important to me. Remember, you're God's handiwork. Nobody else, you're God's handiwork. That's what you are. You're created in Him. Look to Him. You're God's. 6:10 is where, I'm sorry, I might say that wrong. Let me back up real fast. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you turn to 6:10, look at what it says right there. Paul's giving the instructions. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, you stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, you take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. 17 says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And 18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Michael and Jaden, you've done a wonderful, wonderful thing in your life where Jaden's accepted Christ for the first time and we're baptizing this morning. And Michael had been baptized before and accepted Christ, but he said, I just want to rededicate my life. I feel God calling me now more than ever to get ready for it. And it's what is so important is that we each have those things. Each have those things in our lives where we can just look to God and say, Lord, here I am. I'm ready for you. But in those things, we be ready when He calls us. There's three things, or actually, there's four things before we go to the back to get ready. Four things. Pray, spend time in your Bible, listen to God. Pray and listen to the Lord, and let Him lead and guide you and direct you. And four, know that an entire church family, this church family, is loving you and praying for you. That is the most important thing you can take away. Because guess what? Just like I said, the devil's going to attack. It's going to happen. But you can be ready with your instruction book that you have and with your armor of God that you put on each and every day. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we just love you and we thank you, God, for all that you do for us, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Michael and for Jaden, Father God. And I pray, God, that what you do is that your hedge of protection comes down on them, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you keep them safe, Father God, and that you, dear Lord, you protect them. Father, I pray, Lord, they'll grow ever closer to you, Father God. In their walks, dear Lord, may they just keep growing and growing closer. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen.